90.7 WKGC. This is The Mix with Cheap Trick. It's 9 minutes after 9 o'clock, and happy Tuesday morning. Tom, you got a blank stare at me today.
It's morning. What can I tell you?
Well, you've been up for a while, I'm sure. You've had a couple cups of coffee.
Several.
Good. Producer Brandon, you managed to not bring breakfast for the rest of the crew again.
Again.
Yeah. You've got him shut off, Tom.
Well, he wasn't there earlier.
Well, he appears.
I know. He just appears.
I'm gone 1 second, the next I'm here.
Well, thank you.
It's a magic power. It's a superpower that Brandon has, disappearing when you need him. I mean, appearing when you need him.
That's
I'm sorry. I got that wrong. I got that wrong, Brandon.
Well, this morning, we have a couple of special guests in the studio. We're talking about Elevate Bay. Stacy Legg, you're the coordinator of Elevate Bay, and Dr. Stephen Taylor from Emerald Coast Fellowship, which it's a nice little place. I go there. You are the brainchild maybe behind some of this?
I don't know that I would say brainchild. I helped come up with the idea and fashion the idea.
So. I think that's a definition of brainchild. So one of the two of you, tell us a little bit. What is Elevate Bay? We've talked about it a little bit on the show. So give us the lowdown.
So the short version is that Elevate Bay is a brand new mentoring program that is being coordinated through Bay District Schools. Its purpose is to help children in Bay County in the schools that are in need. Often the cause of that is an impact of generational poverty here in Bay County. It is intended to dip down into the most needy kids in Bay County, but also there's a lot of other kids that have the need that will be met with Elevate Bay. Our goal is 1,000 mentors, so the need is being met through primarily through the local Title I schools, but as we continue to gain momentum, and our goal by 2020 is 2,000 mentors. So as we continue to be able to infuse the good people in Bay County to invest their time into the children that need it the most, we think it'll have a huge impact. You want me to tell you a little bit about where it came from?
Yeah, please.
Back in the end of March, early April, I was involved with a lot of different meetings that discussed some of the greatest needs within the local schools through a different organization called Alignment Bay County. And with that, it just got the wheels in my own mind cranking. And I talked with a gentleman from Nashville where they've had a real successful program with the community being involved with the schools and talked about what they were doing. We've modeled some of that here already. From that, I called Mr. Husfeldt to talk to him about this concept of mentoring, having some ideas. And he shaped that because of, in part, because of a little bit because of the trauma that we have seen in the local schools and some of the difficulty that happens. Because everything you see in the papers, whether it's homelessness or child abuse or foster care needs that we have here, incarceration rates, opioid addictions, sure, all of these issues show up in our local schools. It's not the school's fault. It's a community issue, but it is a problem that we're all facing.
Right. So the number that's been chosen is what, 1,000?
Yes.
Where'd the number come from? Just, it sounded like a good number?
We need probably more than that, but we thought that was a big, I've heard them describe it before as a big, hairy, audacious goal. It's big. What we've talked about is the fact we would know that it was an act of God if we accomplished it.
Sure.
But why not shoot for the moon?
Very good. So, Stacy, how'd you get involved?
I got involved because my husband and I work providing some of the weekend support, food support, at one of our local Title I schools, and that connected me through Emerald Coast because they handle that weekend project, the backpack to blessings or blessings in a backpack, whatever the official title of that is. And so I got connected with Steve, and when he kind of helped me see what was coming, I said, I don't want to be left out. Please don't forget about me. I want to be on the ground level with this project. Sure. This was a big passion of mine. And so one thing led to another, and now I am a district employee whose job is to coordinate all the mentors that we're recruiting, as well as recruit the mentors. And so it's going well so far.
So how many mentors have you had sign up so far?
I don't have an official number of the sign up, like the actual applications we've received.
Sure.
I don't want to, honestly, kind of nervous to count them before they've been through orientation.
Well, then let's ask this. How many folks have been through orientation? Safe folks.
Our first orientation was amazing. We had 40 people.
Wow.
Which I thought was a great number. We were all very happy with that number. And then we have another orientation for the public August the 21st. At 11:30, it'll be held at the Nelson Building. So anyone who's filled out their application who would like to attend that session, we have a couple others coming after that, but that's our next one. And then we're super excited because we have some folks at the Gulf Coast Children's Advocacy Center, the Sheriff's Office, Child Protective Services, DCF, all going through the program. And so we'll have a training with them, and we're looking at a high number there. So I'm hoping that once that's done, we can have 110% of our goal.
Well, that'll be good. Are you opening this up to the public so that they can enroll to be a mentor at any time during the school year, or is it just you can only sign up once or at one time?
Actually, no, we're going to be accepting mentors throughout the whole year. We understand that as people see the program and they see it in action,
sure,
if they haven't been involved, they're going to want to jump in and they're going to want to participate. So there'll be more orientations as applications come in. And if you have an organization where we can, maybe like the Gulf Coast Children's Advocacy Center or something with, multiple employees where, we can work through that for an orientation specially for them.
Sure. Scott, a lot of the churches that we've partnered with to make the backpack program work throughout the course of the school, I mean, there's some 22, 23 churches and organizations, ministries in Bay County that make that happen. And so a lot of those churches already have connections with some of the local schools. And so that's an easy win.
Sure.
There are also a lot of churches that I think are going to want and express that they want to participate, but may not necessarily be financially in a position to help with backpacks. Mentoring doesn't cost anything.
No, and it doesn't cost a thing.
So for your listeners that are hearing, what we're talking about is actually getting to a source beyond just a symptom, which is the food, a symptom of generational poverty. One of the things that will create long-term fixes is helping these kids get an education. And so we're seeing people be infused from several different places. Churches are one opportunity for that. We are thrilled that Gulf Coast Children's Advocacy Council and the Sheriff's Department have both provided opportunity and time for their employees to come get involved. And so to give you an example of, and I want to be careful numbers-wise, Gulf Coast Children's Advocacy Council has 100% participation.
They
have expressed interest.
That's 50 employees.
That's 50 employees.
Wow.
We are also seeing some interest from some other business-type folks, whether it be real estate agencies or banks that are saying, hey, we want to adopt a class. It's kind of a hybrid model that we're...
Sure.
And so if you've got a group of five or six that say, hey, we would like to adopt a class and a teacher, and we'd have to get trained to be mentored, but on days where they need a little extra parental help and that parental help may not exist in that Title I school, they need almost like a classroom mom, well, we've got a group of five or six people that would volunteer to be that. And so it's a beautiful way to volunteer time and engage to help somebody else.
Sure. It's 17 minutes after 9. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back. We're talking with Stacy Legg and Dr. Steve Taylor about Elevate Bay, putting mentors in our public schools here in Bay District Schools. We'll hear a little Carrie Underwood here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Programming on GC 90.7 FM is sponsored by Panhandle Educators Federal Credit Union. Panhandle offers a full array of products and services, including a variety of loan products. Membership is available if you live, work, or attend school in the Greater Bay, Holmes, Washington, or Jackson County area. For more details, you can visit one of the six area locations, including a new branch on North Highway 231, or visit pefcu.org. Panhandle Educators Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Classical Elevator is the new place to land on the HD band.
Going up.
From movements to movie scores, we'll soon arrive at your floor.
HD2.
Classical Elevator, an uplifting musical ride. Round the clock, classical favorites.
HD2.
Listen at WKGC.org or on the digital airwaves. 90.7 HD2. Classical Elevator.
HD2.
A blend of your favorite rock, pop, and country classics. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 FM, WKGC.
Just when you think it's lost. touch. It's the wheel.
Underwood on the mix on 90.7 WKGC with Wheel of the World. It is 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. We have in the studio this morning Stacy Legg and Dr. Steve Taylor talking about Elevate Bay. And just a few statistics, there's 61.5% of our school population qualifies for free or reduced lunch. We've got over 1,000 homeless students who were serviced last year alone by Bay District Schools. 70% of the youth in state-run facilities come from fatherless homes. And over 1,600 weekend food bags are provided each week to local students. And this is why we need mentors in the school. We're looking for 1,000 by 2018.
Yes, sir.
That's not out of the realm of possibility, I don't think.
No, nope. Sir.
Tom and I have talked about this a lot, about a whole host of different issues, but that when the community comes together, it's more efficient, it means more, and it gets done it gets done when we're not relying on the government to do it for us.
Yeah, Scott and I just spent Saturday down working on a school, and you know, there's a lot to be done. If you don't feel like you can mentor, if that's not your thing, there's a lot of other stuff you can do to help out. All you have to do is contact somebody like Dr. Taylor. I'm sure if you don't want a mentor, but you want to help out the school system, that man in a purple shirt at the other end of the table here will find you something to do.
You just got called out.
I will help find you something to do, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. Tell us, there's three different kinds of mentors that someone can be. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yes, sir. We have three options. Classroom mentor, where a mentor would be paired with a specific classroom throughout the duration of the year. They would come in and help support those students, that teacher specifically. They may work in small groups on reading or small groups in math, depending on, you know, what time of day they're there. It might not be the same small group every time, but it gives an impact and a chance to impact kind of a little bit of a larger group because it rotates. So you get to work with all the kids in the class. Then we have a one-on-one mentor, which would be based on guidance that we receive from administration and who might need that little extra one-on-one attention. And you would be paired with that one specific young lady, young man for the duration of the year. And you would just help support them, whether it's a pat on the back, it's cheerleading, it's working with reading, it's working with math, it's whatever they might need, just to provide that positive, consistent influence in their lives that we know that a lot of them do not receive because things at home are just not stable.
Sure.
Or as stable as we would like for them to be. And then our third option is a lunch buddy. You can come during the lunch period as 30 minutes, so it fits perfectly within our time requirement. And no lunch required to be brought with you. You don't have to bring Chick-fil-A or McDonald's or whatever. You just want to come and sit with them, talk with them about their, you know, how their day is going, what's going on, and just develop that trust.
Is that a one-on-one with one student or a group of students?
Well, that's still being fleshed out because I think what's going to happen is we can pair you with one, but it just becomes you're a magnet for all
sure.
those other little people that want that positive attention.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, you may start out with one and be paired with one, but maybe each time he or she can, you know, invite a couple guests to come sit with you.
Sure.
So I think that may be the way that works. It's just something we're going to have to flesh out when we see what actually happens in the cafeteria.
Right.
They're allotted 30 minutes to eat. We know it only takes them 7 to 8 minutes to eat their lunch. So that's a good amount of time in an unstructured, non-academic environment to build that relationship with them and just provide that positive.
Well, one of the statistics that I just read was about the children coming from fatherless homes. Is there more of a need for men as mentors than women?
I hate to use the term more of a need for men, but there is definitely a strong uh-huh. need for men. So many of these students come from either a single mom home or they're being raised by their grandparents,
sure.
which is typically grandma.
Right.
And there's a lot of absentee men in their lives. And so the men that they do have in their lives maybe are struggling and are not participating. And so obviously a strong male mentor is a good thing for them. Yes, sir.
While everything she said is accurate, I mean, there is a lack of all of that related mm-hmm. to men in homes. There is. What we've also seen, though, if we're looking at the overall picture of the statistical reality, is that we've also seen that incarceration rate across the country for women's up 700%. We have larger numbers of people than mm-hmm. ever that are aunts, uncles, and grandparents raising their grandkids and nieces and nephews. And so what we've seen in our local campuses is we've talked to social workers in some of these schools is that the kids would literally rather have a time to have lunch with an adult as a prize for good behavior as opposed to, say, a prize out of a toy box. Mm. What they really want is an adult to talk to them.
Right.
Or to talk to. And so whether that's a college student or that is an 85-year-old grandmother or grandfather. I mean, what's beautiful about this is it could be a ladies' group, a men's group, a civic club, a group of college students that want to make a difference. And we've seen all those scenarios at work, or an individual.
Right.
So lots of opportunities.
Wow. I just lost, you made me lose my train of thought. It was so good. No, it's all right. It'll come back to me at some point. But
can I mention something else?
Yes, please, while I'm trying to grab
tell me when we're out of time.
No, you're fine.
There was an article in the paper on Monday that was talking about, I think the number was 4,500 jobs that are going to be needed to keep up with the workforce stuff. And that's a great technical term, stuff.
Yeah.
But as you look at the workforce and how all of what we're doing with education in Bay County reflects positively down the road on what is needed here as we grow economically, the fact is that while we're trying to generate these people to come and be trained for these jobs, this whole pool of students we're talking about, if we can get them educated and get them to the place where they can have that technology or engineering job, or they can be a welder or the other things involved with some of the jobs that are coming forward, construction and all these other different things, if we can help them in their younger years and elementary years to the place that they can fill those job responsibilities, to me, that's a win-win, and it gives the business community a real purpose in wanting to engage.
Sure, absolutely. Stacy, we've got plenty more to talk about, but before we go check on weather and find out how blazing hot it's going to be the next couple of days, how does someone get in contact with you if they are interested in signing up to become a mentor?
The best way is to send me an email. I'm pretty easy to find, but the email address is legsl@bay.k12.fl.us, or they can call me at the district office, 767-4128, and we can connect that way.
And we will post all that information up on our website today. We'll take this interview and put that up there. You can share it out on Facebook and, you know, tell everybody about it so that that information is there. Yes, ma'am.
Well, and possibly easier than that, this is a new thing and I kind of forgot about it for half a second, but on the district website, there's an icon that they can click on that says Elevate Bay, and it'll take them straight to the application and they can download the application.
Excellent.
There. So that's an easy way.
Don't go anywhere. We're just going to take care of some business here, and we've got a little bit of the Pointer Sisters. So excited, because this is good stuff. It's 9:31. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to a pop concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
Or B, just roll with it.
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Programming on WKGC is sponsored in part by a gift from Bill Cordell at Raymond James in Panama City. Bill is not just a certified financial planner, but also certified in long-term care and a retirement income certified professional. He's been in the financial business for 31 years. If you would like to discuss your finances, contact Bill Cordell at CordellWealthManagement.com.
More hazy, hot, and humid weather for the rest of this week into the weekend for Northwest Florida. High temperatures today will be around the 90-degree mark for the coast and beaches, 93 inland. But once you factor in the humidity, it's going to feel more like 100 to 105 out there. There will be a daily chance of showers and thunderstorms all the way through the weekend. But the good news is there will be many dry hours each day, too. For GC 90.7 FM and HD, I'm News 13 meteorologist Anthony Peoples.
A blend of your favorite rock, pop, and country classics. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 FM, WKGC.
The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, and Every Breath You Take from the Police. It just means you're breathing, I suppose. It's 9:42. We have Stacy Legg in the studio along with Dr. Steve Taylor. We're talking about Elevate Bay. Recap again for us if somebody's just joining late. What is Elevate Bay?
Elevate Bay is a mentor initiative that Mr. Husfeldt and the school district, school board felt would be something that would be valuable to our students in the most at-risk, most challenging schools in our district. We're aware that there are issues in our community, that they overflow into the classroom. And so we're working to try to help provide a consistent positive influence for those students so that, you know, they can perform at their best and be successful in and out of the classroom.
So the goal is 1,000 mentors by 2018. I'm going to keep pushing that because we need the community to be aware. It's a big number.
It is a very big number, and we try hard. I try hard not to concentrate on it too often. It can be overwhelming, but I believe our community is really responding in a way probably more so than we could have imagined initially. And I just feel like that as people get in and they actually begin to experience and interact with the children, that they're going to tell their friends, and their friends are going to want to be involved because they're going to see the impact it's making, and they're just going to want to jump in. That's our goal.
One of the things that I would love to say about the goal itself is one of the reasons that we're hopeful. Well, there's several reasons. One is because we know Bay County, and the people of Bay County are generous. The people of Bay County love one another, and when they are aware of a need, they jump in. That's just historically who we've been, and our hopes and expectations of who this community is are that high. Another piece is we've tried everything we can to keep the funnel as wide open for as many people as possible to participate. An example of that is that the minimum expectation is for it to be a person that has a high school degree, but that also is able to commit for the school year, or if they come in after the school year starts, then for that period through the end of it, but that they would be able to commit at least every other week for at least half an hour. And what differentiates that really from all the other mentoring programs that we're aware of is that that's a base level commitment. Now, we're hopeful for more than that, and this is to come alongside of and not in place of any of the other great mentoring programs in Bay County. But it's being promoted in such a way and pushed out in such a way that it allows, I think, the most people to be involved. And so if somebody's saying, why me, I think I'd love for them to ask the question, why not me?
Right.
Well, and I think, too, that we will be surprised, or some of our mentors will be surprised what a difference just 30 minutes makes. Because I think when you say just 30 minutes twice a month, they're like, well, it takes me that long to drive there. Or, you know, what's 30 minutes going to do? But in the life of these children, it's going to do a lot. It's going to make a very large impact. And together, 1,000 of us are going to make a difference in the school and in these children's lives. And I'm excited because, like I said, as Steve said, our community's generous, and already we've seen a great response. And I know that the people listening today are going to want to get involved in what we're doing.
Sure. And like you said, 30 minutes is going to have a great impact on a student, but it's also going to have a great impact on the mentor themselves. Having done some of this before, it's incredibly rewarding just to, you know, to be able to walk away knowing that you had a positive impact on a student. And I think the issue that we have here is that oftentimes our community is not aware of really what's going on.
That's correct.
We catch a lot of stuff from you know, from the newspaper or wherever about school grades, but we don't really understand why. My wife being a principal, I know we see the other side of it, which is it's not necessarily about bad teachers. It's not about a school that is a bad school. And it's oftentimes not about the students who aren't good. They just have challenges.
Well, and one of the things, and seldom do I get the chance to, like, be in the room when this conversation takes place, but from time to time I've heard people say, well, you know, there's always going to be a need. All the studies that you would look at would tell you that any given time in the life of our country, there's going to be 10% of the people that truly are always going to need some help. Sure. No matter what. We're not at 10%. In fact, as a community, all the studies are telling us that we're in a different place than the rest of the state. Now, that might not sound good, but that's the reality. The reality is we lead the state in the number of kids removed from homes. We lead the state per capita in a similar way in incarceration rate and a lot of other things. There's a lot of reasons for that. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is the kids in Bay County are hurting in a way that a lot of the kids in other parts of our state and country are not. Yes, generational poverty's up, but the impact here per kid is greater than in a lot of other places. And when our community hears that, I think they're going to say, we can do better than that as a community.
Sure, we can.
I believe that. So.
No, I absolutely. I think we can. And one of the things that's been eye-opening for Kimberly and I is we've been in the Title I schools because I make it a part of it's our life together. So I live through some of those stories, and that's hearing these kids as to why they're sleepy, why they're not doing well, why they're acting out. And a lot of times it's not because they're a bad kid. It's because they've got issues that are going on at home. They've got a living situation that is that most of the community would think that's not even possible here in Bay County, but it is.
I have a lot of people that say, does that really happen here?
Yeah.
And yes, it happens more frequently than any of us would like to think or believe, but it's a situation that we need to work towards fixing.
And I know, Emerald Coast has been one of those leading the charge on the backpacks for the students and helping take care of schools and teachers. And I just know, having been through both Parker Elementary and Oakland Terrace, that the teachers are overwhelmed when they see these packages of stuff that they've asked for arrive in their classroom. Yeah. In fact, we were talking to a couple that we know that we ran into them at Walmart the other day, and she was asking Kimberly about this particular teacher, and she said, I can't get the teacher to tell me much. She's just given me a few things. And Kim told her, she said, they just kind of get blown away and they don't even know what to ask for. Yep. And so there's a lot of places in which you can help both the teachers and the students and the families in general.
Well, one of the cool things that we've had the opportunity to do, and we're not the only place doing it, we're not the only church involved. There's a lot of organizations in Bay County that are helping.
Right.
But in these Title I schools in particular, when you've got educators that have committed their life to doing what they feel they're built for, supposed to do, and they're on the front lines, and they're in a situation where there's not a lot of parents to support and encourage that, if we can increase the morale of those teachers on day one, if we can increase their morale mid-year and along the way, it's a beautiful thing. And so I hope it doesn't sound braggadocious, but I was thrilled when we offered our church family 58 individual teachers we were going to do a wish list for, and they were gone. The apple, we called them apples. They all went out and picked an apple. The apples were gone before the first service was over.
Yeah, I tried to find one.
Yeah.
We couldn't find it.
And we had to tell our people there aren't any more apples, but there are
so awesome.
There are opportunities all over the county. And so again, beyond just the mentoring, there are things that we can do to increase the morale of our educators as we get ready to go back to school.
Sure.
As a pastor, prayer, I want to be praying for these teachers, but there's things people all over the county can do just to be nice to those that are investing their lives in our kids.
Absolutely. We did that this weekend. Cleaning up a campus is one of the ways I think that brings pride and raises the morale for both students, the community around that school, and also for the teachers, that they have pride in the building that they're walking into, that it doesn't look like it's been forgotten, because I think that's the outlook sometimes, is that we as a school, or we as a group of kids, or we as a group of teachers have been forgotten. So for the community to step up in any kind of way, and we had a great turnout on Saturday of folks from the Air Force Base all the way to here at Gulf Coast show up and just, try to just show a little bit of really just some love to a school is really what it comes down to.
I don't know that we have actually said out loud on air that the actual kickoff date is September 18th. And so what that means is that even though school's about to start, there are still several trainings left.
Mm-hmm.
And September 18th gives us time. We're just in the process of building momentum. And so we feel like that we're close to 10% of our goal already, and probably over that when we talk about people that have said they're going to participate. And school's not even started yet. So this big, hairy, audacious goal that started out that way is starting to look real doable.
We're starting to whittle it down. Stacy Legg, again, she is your title here that I'm reading is Mentor Initiative Specialist. I like it.
Yeah, that's my official
title. I like that. You can contact Stacy through the phone at 850-767-4128 or by email at Legg's. It's Legs L, really.
Right.
Leg SL at bay.k12.fl.us. And this is a way for you to help out a group of kids or a kid here at one of our neediest schools. You've got five schools, I think, listed on the application, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you know the five off the top of your head?
Absolutely. We have Highland Park, Patterson, Cherry Street, Cedar Grove, and Lucemore. Those are our five target. But of course, if you are in an area where those are not as convenient for you, we have other, the need is great. And there's other schools that would be happy to, they're actually kind of begging to be included. So, you know, if that's not in your traffic pattern or it's not as convenient, we have some other options for you as well.
Can you tell us why those five schools?
I think originally Mr. Husfeldt and maybe Steve put this list together was based on grades and based on the challenges that these children face. We had some great school grade improvement last year, but I believe when the list was put together, there were three F schools and two D schools.
Right.
And now we only have one F school on the list. So clearly the involvement that those schools had from the community, Cherry Street, for example, going from an F to a B, Cedar Grove going from an F to a C, Highland Park went from a D to a C, and all that community involvement, I believe, played a large part in that.
If one more really positive thing I wanted to share.
Sure.
One of the most exciting things that I've seen since school let out was that, you know, we've had all these partnerships throughout the community with churches and local organizations with the schools. If the question is this working? This year, we were, as I understand it, the most improved county in the state as it related to education and this testing stuff. And so for all the bad news I'm saying about where how needy some of these kids are, what we've been doing is working, and what we're saying is we're going to do more of it.
Well said. Questions?
No, I don't have a question, but thank you guys for your effort. I mean, I think this is something Scott and I talk about quite a bit off air, is the situation in some of these, especially the Title I schools. It's tough. The kids have a tough road, and if we're going to break the cycle of poverty, this is you have to have some point. And I think you guys have kind of narrowed down on a really good place to interrupt that cycle.
Yeah, and quickly, I mean, obviously there are other organizations that are involved in mentoring and you know, kind of taking care of some of these kids. The idea here is not to interrupt that at all either. You mentioned Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah,
This is a way of partnering with that.
So there are many mentoring opportunities available. What we're doing is just available on school campus. There are a lot more that are doing a lot of things. The lane that Bay Education Foundation runs in is pretty much like middle school, following a student all the way up through high school if they qualify for the program. Boys Club and Girls Club does great stuff. Girls Inc. does great stuff. Big Brothers Big Sisters is doing great things. Some of your listeners probably are advocates for Guardian Ad Litem. They do amazing things. Our goal is to align all these amazing organizations and to make sure that all of them are, I mean, we want to funnel them to wherever we can funnel them so people get involved.
Right.
So if we can help make that happen by getting this word out, we want to do it.
And you want to make sure that every kid that needs a mentor
Every kid that needs one gets one. No kid gets 20, but everybody at least gets one.
Yeah, they don't need 20.
No.
It's 5 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. Again, thank you all for stopping by. We're going to put this on our website. Producer Brandon's going to take all the information about your contact info and just more information about Elevate Bay and getting these mentors in the schools. And we appreciate your effort. Please come back and tell us how things are going.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you for coming in. We're going to round out this hour, take you up to the 10 o'clock hour. We've got the Steve Miller Band, Olivia Newton-John, some music from Train, and we'll keep up to date on that weather forecast. We'll wrap things up, though, with Mr. Mister. This is Kyrie on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.